Welcome to first episode, newest edition of Hot Takes Cold Cuts. Timmy here, got my boy Gino with me. Gino.
What is up? How are we?
No, just a couple guys shooting shit, having some conversations about stuff that probably doesn't need to be talked about, but we're going to talk about it anyway.
Yeah, well, right? I mean, we're going to dive into a lot of topics. We're going to have some special guests. We're going to guzz a couple beers and, you know, just kind of see where it goes.
See what's going on. I guess what we first want to catch on to is a pandemic, you know, how life's been.
Yeah. 2020, the year of the year of the mess up. But, I mean, it's definitely been weird. Like, going back to school, we're two college students and, you know, adjusting to college life in a pandemic. It hasn't been as bad as I thought it was going to be.
No, life in a bubble isn't as bad as people think it is. We kind of have ways around it, so it's definitely not the worst thing in the world. I mean, drinking in the room is better than not drinking at all, so we'll take that any day of the week.
Quarantine beer is better than no beer.
No, but yeah, it's definitely, things are changed. You can't go out to bars.
Yeah.
Bars is tough.
Yeah, I mean, my thought over the summer was, we're not going to be able to do anything. We're going to just be
it's
like,
it's going to be shut down.
Yeah.
Legit have nothing to do here.
But, I mean, you just got to go through life with that fucking attitude that, you know, whatever it throws, you just got to take it and move on and, you know, adapt.
When life gives you COVID, you say fuck COVID. You say keep fuck going. COVID. It's all that matters. But, yeah, kind of just introduction to college student athletes.
Yep. Loosely phrased athlete and student. The athleticism between the both of us is probably about a quarter of the average college athlete, but we get by.
We're no UF football player, that's for sure. That's for sure. But just really having conversations that we have normally.
That's basically what the podcast is going to be about. Like we said, special guests will be at least once every 2 weeks, trying to crank out a podcast every Sunday.
Even though today's Monday?
Today is Monday, so every Monday we're going to crank out a podcast.
We're open to sponsors, you know, Barstool Sports.
Natural Light.
Natural Light.
OnlyFans.
We would love OnlyFans.
If they ever want to lob us a free subscription.
Honestly, just give us $150 free voucher and we are good to go.
We're set.
But no, yeah, it's definitely open to sponsors, open to guests. Hit us in the DMs. We'll drop our Instagram bios and all that.
For the
people, Snapchats.
Exactly.
Ladies, hit us up.
Yeah, ladies, definitely hit us up.
Two single guys, ready to go, firing. 2020 is the year of the Guidos.
Yeah.
It's got to happen.
I mean, so far it hasn't, but that clock is not working.
No, my clock's broken. There's no battery in it.
For the listeners at home, the clock is ticking left and right about an inch, and it's taken me about 5 minutes to realize that's not how a clock should work.
It's definitely for effect. It's not really. It's a look thing, you know?
I mean,
the girls don't know what time they have to leave then.
All
right,
shut up.
No, but
like that's a conversation in and of itself.
Time.
It's irrelevant.
No, I mean this podcast is time, but we don't really know what's like how long we're talking, right?
I'm talking like time as like a whole.
Oh, like the whole 24-hour thing?
No, like just like what time is it?
Six. 6:30.
6:30, but like, is it actually 6:30? Like, who said that it's 6:30 at this specific moment?
Who had the audacity to say it's 1 o'clock right now?
Some Mayan had the stones to just say, "I'm gonna make this
second."
And this theory of time.
And why 24 hours? What's wrong with 25?
Why 60 seconds in a minute? Why 60 minutes in an hour? Like,
why 360? There's 65 days in a year.
There's some serious issues.
Like. Who got to decide, hey, we're having a year of 365 days?
But, like, when you think about it, what does it mean? Like, this is a very deep conversation for 6:30 on a Monday.
Being sober as a priest.
Sober as an ox, as the wise Cole Carty would say.
Yeah, we're going to get the Mr. Cartel on here at some point.
Stay tuned next week. First first special guest, Cole Carty, yeah. the king of Worcester, Mass.
We're also open to giving dating advice. I know we don't have the best experience in this podcast, but we'll give it. Actually, we're going to dive into our first story of the podcast.
First story, yep. So,
why don't you give a brief background on the situation before
we dive into it? Yeah, of course. So, as you know, we're kind of doing this podcast talking about conversations and how important conversations are. We were hit in the face by this very, comical experience.
We're just actually at lunch today, just talking about Gino's bad experiences and.
Yeah, for the people who aren't familiar with me.
And go ahead. But his first and only date was brought to spotlight, and and it needs to be brought to attention to the public.
For those. Probably no listeners that don't know me. All listeners probably have some idea of how awkward I am as a human. So it would make sense this date. So starts off right. The stud senior me gets hooked up by a friend that a girl was into me, right? So you know. Being the gentleman.
It's always good that
yeah. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't happen often.
It's a good start.
So, being the gentleman that I am, I, you know, take her out on a date and get to her house. Right? Her and I have very few, like, brief conversations in the past.
Is whether any in person or was
like she sat in the same class as me for my statistics class. And
yeah, but was it strictly in person conversations or was it only, like, Snapchatting each other?
No, like, we barely even Snapchatted, too.
It was blind.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And, you know, at that time, my conversation skills were even lower than what they are now. And so I go to her house, pick her up, right? First of all, I'm like, oh, like, what kind of music are you into? Like, what do you want to play? Her first mistake, she said anything but country.
Well, I think you skipped over a very crucial part of the story.
What?
When you picked her up.
No, that was after the date.
That was
homecoming. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I'm jumping the gun here.
No, so
but we'll get into that.
So she said she didn't like country, which major red flag for anyone.
Huge country.
Here's some dating advice for you guys. If they don't like country music, they're probably a piece of shit.
Yeah, that is a hot take.
That's a hot take,
but should not be taken literally. That's for sure. We are open to all music on this podcast.
Anyways, so she said that. So ended up just not putting any music on because we couldn't come to an agreement of that. So we're driving in a silent car to Panera for fucking.
Was this like a dinner date, Panera, or like
no,
a lunch
like,
date?
Like I don't know. It would probably be dinner, like 5 o'clock or something. Like that.
I feel like Panera is a lunch thing, though.
Yeah, I feel it. Well, she couldn't make up her mind where you wanted to go or where she wanted to go, so.
Girls make up your mind.
Yeah, girls just are too indecisive, but that's beside the point. That's a hot take.
The hot take is when we ask you where you want to go, just say where you want to go.
On the rare occasion that a girl is willing to go on a date with us, just please make it easy. we're getting sidetracked.
No, it's okay, sorry. It's a great story.
So it's dead silent. You can hear a pin drop in my car. And so I didn't know what else to say that would make the conversation start. So I dead ass go, oh, like, so what's your favorite color? An 18-year-old asking what an other 18-year-old favorite color was.
That's like a
and if that,
a,
if that
like a kindergarten question.
It's a kindergarten question. So whatever. Like I would,
8-year-old Joe Schmo spit more game than you.
He probably would be
at the elementary school right now.
He probably would be. But so I asked her like her favorite color, her favorite animal, like your basic 20 questions type shit, like like a questionnaire you get in kindergarten is the question that I was asking her.
Yeah.
The last question that ended in the car ride, I asked her where she wanted to retire to when she was older.
Do you remember what she said or no?
I feel like it was somewhere like a Carolina, like a beach house or something like that, which don't blame her, that's pretty sick.
Well, it's pretty obvious you're not going to be at that beach house.
Yeah, definitely not. Well, she won't be at my beach house either.
Think big.
Is that a cold cut?
That is a cold cut.
Like, we gotta come out with the definition of a cold cut.
Well, a hot take is something that's it's gonna get someone riled up for sure, and they've already had two of those, both by you. So,
yeah, sorry about that.
So I feel like the cold cuts are like things that we can agree with.
Yeah,
everyone's gonna agree with.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, for example, I don't know actually.
Perfect example that neither of us will get laid tonight. Well, that's a cold cut.
That's a cold cut. But I guess another question is, cold cuts or lunch meat?
No, it's lunch meat.
Why is it lunch meat?
Because that's what my mom said. Yeah. My mom and dad call it lunch meat.
Yeah, but like, the thing for me is, if you're going to have your so-called lunch meat at dinner time...
I'm not eating a fucking piece of turkey for dinner.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, say you pick up a sandwich, right?
Yeah.
For dinner. It's cold cuts. You're not, it's not like...
I mean, we could go into the same conversation with cornhole or bags.
It's cornhole.
It's bags.
It's cornhole.
It's 100% bags.
Why is it bags?
But it's like, it's where you're from. It's like soda or pop, like.
Yeah, pop's like a north, like, Canadian thing.
Like.
Soda, I feel like soda's just a general term.
So.
Everywhere in the U.S. besides. You know, like, that's not, we can go dive into the pizza argument. Deep dish and.
You know, that's a conversation for another day. Getting back to the story, kind of going all over the place. So we get to Panera, right? The conversation was about as dry as the car ride.
Nice.
You
paid though, right?
Yeah, of course I would. I'm a gentleman. Come on now. Then we get to a mini golf course where I got absolutely smoked. And so she's wearing like these sandals that were very ugly, looking back on it now. And I hope that the individual that this is in reference to...
We're not knocking you.
We're not knocking the sweaters. It's a funny story. Just more so knocking myself.
Just deal with it.
And, like, if you want to hit me up, go feel free to hit me up. How you doing?
Yeah, you just put your shot back out.
Yeah, yeah. You know who you are. But, so she's wearing, like, these sandals. And there's, like, an older lady wearing the exact same sandals. And I made a comment. I was like, oh.
Or she made a comment.
Like, God, how ironic, you guys wear the same thing. And I was like, well, they obviously look better on you. It was just like a cheesy fucking line.
Yeah, you were so, just freaking out.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Then, we went on a date, like, I don't know, 3 days.
We went on a second date.
No, like, we went on a date before homecoming.
Okay.
So, like, it's, like, 3 days later or whatever.
Homecoming, gotcha.
Going to homecoming.
How'd you ask her to homecoming? I honestly don't know this answer, so.
Yeah, I went, it was like a fucking.
What'd you do, like a sign in front of the football
field? Yeah, yeah. It was literally a sign on the football.
Homecoming.
And the shittiest part is I don't think I even made the sign. Like, I had her friend.
Make it for you?
Her friend, like, made it for me.
I did that.
And I just bought the flowers. But
I did that,
like,
for prom. Yeah, I just picked up the sign.
It was like a pep rally.
Yeah. Oh.
It was like, oh, that's I forgot about this part too. Like, we were partner. Like, a part of the whole deal was like we were partners for like this like dance thing. Like, she was on a dance team, and like we had to do like this
like the guys dancing type deal.
Yeah, like it was like each team. It was like a pep rally outside at night or something like that, and like she needed. It was like before the homecoming game, like a football game. Right, it was like a pep rally. And I was like her partner for the dance, and I was so bad, so nervous. I forgot like every move, and like it was very well evident that like I had no idea what the fuck was going on.
For the people who don't know Gino, he has about the when he walks, he looks like a deer who was just born, like Bambi probably. He walks straighter and all that than he does.
But like, so there's that, and then like I just fucking tossed a sign, gave her a hug. And literally, like, walked away and, like, didn't say anything. That's how awkward it was. So,
she said yes, though, right?
She did say yes, yeah, of course.
It wasn't like she just, like, you just assumed, picked her up type deal? She said yes?
Yeah, yeah, she said yes. Right. I mean,
come on.
Have you seen me?
They haven't.
Have you? Then it's the homecoming, whatever. I go to her friend's house, or it might have been her house.
Gotcha.
Regardless who it was, whose house it was, to, like, take pictures or whatever. And we take the pictures, and her parents are right behind us, like their car is parked behind mine. And So we get to the car, and I open the door for her, as I said, as a gentleman that I am. I opened the door and left the door open, and she just didn't decide to shut it either. And so, being all flustered, like, oh, like, her parents are behind me, like, gotta make a good first impression, I was so nervous, I just started driving with the door open, the door of the car open as we were driving, and her parents were just behind us, like, what the hell is going on? My daughter's about to get abducted by this idiot. Like, this guy is clueless.
But I guess looking back on hearing this story for the second time, I feel like that's on her.
For not shutting the door?
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Like, what... person, what human being besides you doesn't shut a door when you
feel? Yeah, I know.
Like, I mean...
Me and doors don't have the greatest track history. I have left a few doors open.
Oh, that is another story.
Yeah,
honestly, like, thinking about it, maybe she thought you would close it for her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like a lack of communication, so, I guess, but just...
I mean, it is one thing being a gentleman, but I feel like...
Maybe you can open your own damn door.
No. Opening is one thing, you gotta be a gentleman, but closing it, you can close your own damn door.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't pay off. Being a gentleman, nice guys finish last, and I've learned that the hard way many times. But, new man this year. Not being the nice guy. Unapologetic.
Unapologetic
man. Shout out to the podcast, Unapologetic Man, Mark Singh.
If you're listening to this.
If you were a guy lacking confidence, give it a listen. It'll change your life.
Yeah, I'm not listening to that.
Okay, like...
This is also the same kid who bought a book on dating.
No. Yes. No, not on dating. How to pick up girls.
It's
different, like...
How is
there's that? It's an art form.
I guess in a way
it's an art form. And any girl that I've talked to, like, as a friend, has said it is an art form and that all the strategies that I'm using are right.
I feel like it's strictly a confidence thing.
It is a confidence thing.
Like, you have to be confident about yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta be fucking know you're the shit.
Like,
even when you're not the shit.
Yeah, like, you could look like, I don't know, like, a hobo, but if you're confident about your shit.
Nah, they fucking do. That's why ugly dudes get laid all the time. Like,
yeah, I mean,
they don't care. They know they're ugly, but they're confident about it.
Being a 5 is cool.
Yeah.
Being a 5 is not a bad thing.
See, me being like a 9...
It's honestly probably the worst thing for you.
It is. I was lacking the confidence.
No, maybe you should like shave your head or something.
I might shave my head.
Shave your head or...
People are liking my long hair, though.
What people?
Nah, I definitely like it.
The people love them.
Honestly, that could be a point, though, because I've gotten a lot of comments on it, and everyone's like, oh, I got the long hair. And they didn't say, like, just flat out, I like the long hair. So they're making a comment because it looks like shit.
It could be like a different thing, like, you know, they haven't seen you in a while, now you have long hair.
Like, oh, who is this guy? This dashing young fellow.
This dashing young gentleman here, just trying to be a good guy.
Yeah. We are good guys.
Solid guys. Solid guys. And people know that, and they will.
Yeah. All right, now, Your turn for
a story.
A story.
I don't really have any bad stories like that in regards to.
Well, I mean, I can think of a few.
You can think of a few. I mean, I don't know if we want to reference anything.
No, just like.
I mean, we did have a long night Saturday night. We can talk about that.
Yeah. I honestly don't remember. All day.
Saturday was a blur. Well, we have to. Beach all day, right?
Yeah.
Beach is a great time.
100%.
Cold cut, for anyone out there going to the beach, bring sunglasses. You'll understand why.
You know why.
You know why. Just bring sunglasses, preferably dark shades. But anyway, that's besides the point. So, yeah.
I really hope my mom and dad don't listen to this podcast. Or anyone.
Yeah, you know, it's all good. It's all good. When we drop this link on Instagram, we'll just take them out of the... off the story. But, yeah, so, got the beach. We had a solid time at the beach.
Oh, yeah. As
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, didn't get burned either. Which
did not get burned. Labor Day weekend was pretty packed, so it was good, though. All the whole squad showed up.
Yeah, it's a good crowd.
Both boys and girls team.
What did we do Saturday night? I don't remember.
Well, I remember we drove back, right? The Islander game was on.
Oh, that's right.
So, Islander Flyer game was on, so I was prepared to black out for that game. Mission accomplished.
Mission was accomplished.
Well, it went from beers heavy or down at the beach No, not eating. We didn't eat all day. And then,
we went to Wawa.
We did. That was on the way home.
Yeah.
And then switched up to Mixers.
Yeah. I don't even remember what I was... Was that tonight that I slept on that beanbag? Yes.
You did fall asleep on
that
beanbag.
Yeah, that was when I slept on
that beanbag. That was a beanbag night.
Yeah, that was a beanbag
night. I just remember laying in bed and you dousing me with water like I was getting waterboarded.
Was that Saturday? Yeah, it was.
It was Saturday. Honestly, probably Sunday morning, but...
Yeah, at that time it probably was, but I don't remember...
What? Dousing me with water?
No, what did we do that night? Did people, like, show up?
We went to Sweetwater.
Yeah.
I want to say we had a little party.
Under 10 people, though.
Under 10
people.
Of course. And
all socially distant.
We all had masks on.
Yeah.
Of course. COVID.
Yeah, no.
It's real.
It is, 100%. I'm not getting sick.
No. Yeah, I'm not. It's not worth it.
But, like, I don't know why. I can't remember... Was that the night Shams drove us home?
We did. Yep, he drove us home. Picked us up in the car.
Yeah, that's right. The days all, like, blend together, you know?
And then the boys pulling trig.
Yes, that... Okay, that was that night. And then...
And then...
What did we do Friday night?
Friday night?
Because I thought that was Friday for some reason.
No, it was Saturday. Friday night was... I want to say we just hung here.
Did we? I mean...
Actually, no. We had that... We had... another Sweetwater thing on Friday night, too.
Yes, you're right.
With strictly 10 people again.
Yeah, it was 10.
Masks on, gloves on, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
We were good. We're good boys. That's all that matters.
Yeah. And then, Sunday was when we golfed.
Sunday we golfed. Gino's gotten into golfing over the summer.
Yep.
Which I've been telling the kid since I met him he needs to learn how to play golf because it is strictly when you are... There's nothing better than golfing with the boys and having a few beers.
A guy's sport.
It is a guy. It's a gentleman's sport.
Yeah.
It really is. It truly is. Except for us. We were not gentlemen. I'm sorry. Gino had his pants down around his ankles about 4 times shotgun and beers.
Yeah. It was,
but when you can't hit it past the ladies' tees.
Dude. Just because I just skull it when I'm not. My dad does listen to this. He'll
appreciate
it. When I try to murder the ball, I skull it and I get murked. That's it. That could be another conversation.
Getting murked?
The evolution of the term getting murked.
Getting murked.
I don't even remember how it started. I think it was when I was out the window and I was like, can you imagine just murking somebody with a water balloon?
Yeah, I feel like murking, like, well, first off, the term murk, I don't even know, like, what it...
Like, get wrecked, like,
the get same wrecked, thing. Get, yeah, like... Get, yeah, just something fun to say. Like,
yeah, murked. Like, after, like, somebody, like... Like, I don't know.
Like, personally, like what you said, like, if you throw a water balloon at someone, hit him in the face, you're like, get murked.
Yeah.
Like, so something to that extent. Which is always, it's always a good thing. We love getting murked.
We do. We get murked quite often.
We've had some benders where we just get absolutely murked.
No, I was saying, like, in the actual, like, we often do get wrecked in unfortunate things.
We do, yeah. And it's usually the two of us.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just getting murked is a great term. Mm-hmm. We're going to copyright it.
What?
Get murked?
Yeah, copyright.
Or trademark it, maybe. Is it just a trademark term? I should have paid attention more.
Yeah, business law.
Sorry. Shout out, Professor Little. I should have paid attention more in that part of class.
I think it's a trademark.
It's got to be trademark.
Copyright, I feel like, is an image.
So, like, if we put a... Like, we'd have to copyright the podcast then, right? No? That's a public thing? I don't know. That's a business law thing that we should have paid attention to.
Yeah. But I did get an A in that class.
So did I.
So, maybe it wasn't useful.
Like, for example of the term, Joe Little was murking Mountain Dew during class.
He was just
murking Mountain Dew every class. It wasn't Mountain Dew, it was like a Coke.
The guy just deleted soft drinks.
He's part of the reason why Pepsi Cola has so much success in the world.
Dude, yeah.
Guy just buys cases on cases of soda. Probably makes a mean mixie, though.
You think?
He's definitely a Jack Coke guy, I feel like.
No, yeah, 100%. I was thinking Whiskey on the Rocks.
Whiskey on the Rocks is underrated. Found that out this summer.
Yeah, that's a borderline psychopathic.
No.
That's psychopathic. Like,
a nightcap after a long day of work is very, very refreshing. That's like that slight buzz you get before you get bad.
I mean, that is fucking really
nice. It's great. Like, because you're not getting blacked out. Like, I'm not trying to black out. Like,
yeah, no.
Monday night, like I'm at school. Like, when you're home with the rents, a nightcap of a little Jameson or something hits the spot.
Do you put, like, the one big cube?
No, I'm not that fancy. I just do a couple.
We should look for one of those.
I actually don't even ice it down.
That's...
Just drink it straight.
That is so messed up to me.
I drink it neat. Hey, it's not... It's like an acquired taste.
Yeah, clearly I haven't acquired it yet.
Your acquired taste is cigs.
No.
That's another thing, man. I'm not a fan of those.
I don't like them either. Just in the right mind of intoxication, they just become very enticing. And
that is true. It's almost like hitting like a jewel or something. Like you need it when you're drinking.
Yeah, like it's also like a social thing. Like
yeah, it's a social.
Like
thing.
Like everyone else is smoking darts. Fuck it, I'll smoke a dart. Do you remember freshman year when you were at parking duty and?
That was probably my first dart.
That was your first dart, yeah. You were like getting all low and dancing with the cigarette. I think I have that video still.
Well, because I remember roasting you and saying I will never smoke a dart. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Wait, I never smoked darts until I got to college. I'm trying to think who gave that first one.
You're saying you weren't smoking darts in high school, in the way to school? No?
My three friends in high school and I, our parties were not very fucking really getting to that level where we'd be smoking darts.
My parties with my three friends were lacrosse practice.
Shout out those three friends.
Shout out any friends?
Yeah, the minimal amount of friends that I have.
No, but cigs, stay away from them.
Yeah.
That's a hot take.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a hot take. No, that's definitely they give you cancer.
Yeah, but people still do it.
Yeah, but like...
Like, if you think about it, there's still people who smoke cigs sober, like, because they need to.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like it's a hot take that, like...
That's what I'm saying, it's a hot take.
Yeah. No. Because...
It's definitely a controversial statement.
But like, I feel like that's, like, pretty evident, like...
Like, that cigs are
bad. They're bad for you, yeah.
So, like, I guess the take should be just don't do cigs.
Yeah, no, that's 100%, okay. Like...
I mean, don't get me wrong. If you want to smoke a cig on a Wednesday night, I don't hate you, but get the fuck out of here.
Nice.
If you want shiny shit, go to Tampa.
Nice. Nice.
But, yeah, just... But, yeah, so we just kind of want to come on here, a little introductory episode.
Yeah, just get the people a little glimpse into the future. We've had multiple requests to start it up, and
we just wanna.
We're people pleasers. We're just trying to get the people going, give them what they want.
We're honestly here for the clout, some good times, and just sharing some good stories people. But yeah. Stay tuned. We got some big things planned.
Absolutely, every Monday night.
Honestly, probably we might drop a surprise one this weekend, I feel like.
Who knows?
A couple beers in.
Who knows?
Who knows? We should definitely drop one this weekend.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a sober week. That practice is starting up. And so that means Friday night's a fucking go night.
Yeah.
So we definitely got
it. Is my dad still listening to Coldplay?
Your dad, Big Jerome.
he loves Coldplay. Holy crap. He's literally been listening to Coldplay all
day. Spotify is popping right now.
Oh
yeah. But yeah, definitely gonna drop a surprise episode. If you guys know us, listen to it, give us some feedback, help the channel out,
absolutely.
Help the channel, the podcast out, and yeah.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Keep the takes hot and the cuts cold.